the middle pillar. Take a seated position. You are in this relaxed position and breathe rhythmically. We will do the middle pillar exercise. Sit upright in your chair, on the floor, alert, but fully relaxed. Join with me in this invocation. O Lord of the universe, the vast and the mighty one, ruler of the light, we adore thee and we invoke. Look thou with favor upon me, who standeth before thee, and grant thy aid unto the highest aspirations of my soul, that I may be enabled to accomplish the great work, to the glory of thine ineffable name. Amen. Imagine that there is a brilliant white light just above and touching the crown of your head. This bright sphere of light has the diameter of a small dinner plate or salad. Visualize it in brilliant, scintillating, pure white light. See it. Imagine it. Picture this whirling sphere of light and vividly sense it as vibrating, revolving, radiating. As you imagine this ball of light, periodically vibrate or intone the Hebrew word Ehayeh within the sphere of light. The vibration of this divine name will be found a great help to your concentration. Direct the vibrations of the name into this sphere of brilliant white light. Your mind may wander. If it does, gently lead it back to the contemplation of this center. Then vibrate the name again and again. Shaft of light is emitted, which descends through the skull and brain, stopping at the throat. Here, a second sphere of light is formed. Again, this sphere is about the size of a small dinner plate or salad plate, and includes the throat, lowest portion of the face. The larynx is the center of this radiating sphere. The divine name is Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah Elohim. If your mind wanders, bring it back gently to the visualization of the center and vibrate the divine name again. Jehovah Elohim. Mentally direct the vibration of the name to the center itself so that it feels as if the name vibrates within the sphere of scintillating white light. Jehovah Elohim. Jehovah Elohim. Focusing and vibrating the God name helps keep your mind concentrated. Jehovah Elohim. Now see and feel the brilliant white shaft of light extend from the throat and go downward through the chest to form another sphere of brilliant white light resting on your diaphragm. Maintain the sharpest visualization. Sense it. Feel it. The actual result is unmistakable when you acquire it. It is a real physical sensation. Vibrate the name. Again visualize this sphere of light and come to the whole chest resting on the solar plexus. If your mind should wander from the sphere of light, coax it back by vibrating the powerful divine name. Jehovah Elohim. Descends through the abdomen to the pelvic area, where another white ball of brilliant white light is being visualized. The name to be vibrated in this center is Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai the divine name frequently to facilitate concentration. Shaddai El Hai. Shaddai El Hai. Visualize the shaft descending from the pelvic sphere to the ankles and feet, where you are once again grounded to the earth. Here, it forms another sphere of pure scintillating white light. Formulate to visualize this brilliant, dazzling sphere of light. Vibrate the divine name Adonai Ha'aretz. Adonai Ha'aretz. Adonai Ha'aretz. Gradually awakened by fixed and steady concentration and by repeated vibrations of the divine name. Adonai Adonai Ha'aretz. Adonai Ha'aretz. Pause for a moment. see and sense the shaft of silvery light scattered with these five incomparably brilliant scents of light stretching from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. This is the Megillah. Move your imagination back to the crown of the head, to the white sphere of light corresponding to cloud on the tree of life. Now we'll imagine that as you exhale, energy begins to stream down the side of the body to the feet. And as you inhale, imagine this band of energy ascending the right side of the body, coming back to Kapha. Visualize the psycho-spiritual energy as a band of light radiation extending out some distance from the body. It moves down the left side as you exhale, as you inhale. Let this psychic circulation flow evenly the rhythm of the breath. This is the advantage of rhythmic breathing before. Inhale, up the right side. Exhale, down the left, in rhythm with the breathing. Inhale, up the right side. Exhale, energy flows down the left side. Inhale, the energy flows up the right. Exhale, the energy flows down the left. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Visualize the energy flow now changing direction. As you exhale now, energy moves down the front of the body, turning under the soles of the feet and ascending up the back as you inhale. As you exhale, the energy goes down in the front. Inhale, the energy flows up the back. Exhale, it flows down. Inhale, goes up. Exhale, down the front. Inhale, back. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. These circulations of light about the body develop an ovoid shaped aura of swiftly circulating radiant psychological energy which surrounds the whole body. Return your attention now to the earth center in the feet. In the action of a fountain. Just as water is forcibly drawn up through a pipe and it jets out above, falling in a spray on all sides, so it is with this energy power. As you breathe in, the energy is sucked into your center from the ovoid aura, pulled inwards by the magnetic attraction of the spirit center above the head. Then vigorously it surges overhead with a marvelous fountain-like display with the exhalation. Imagine this psycho-spiritual energy falling all about you within the confines of this ovoid aura. Inhale, energy ascends the middle pillar into the Kapha. Exhale, the fountain of energy surges forth to shower your body and spirit. Inhale, up the middle pillar. Exhale, the surging energy sprays all about you. Inhale, and the energy ascends the middle pillar. Exhale, the energy surges forth. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Meditate on and within the increasing, vibrating light of the Spirit. Commit yourself to dwell in this aura of light which surrounds you, filled with spiritual and vital and healing qualities. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You are now at one with the one life which pulses throughout the whole universe. But now, by withdrawing the sphere of brilliant light into yourself,